I'm Sean Power reporting. The Plymouth County Historical Museum has announced that they will host author Jeff Harstad for a special program and book signing event scheduled for next month. Harstad will discuss his book, Mirage in the Sand, and will be available to sign copies for attendees following his talk, with copies available for purchase at the event. Harstad is a U.S. Army combat veteran, former law enforcement officer, and author from Sioux City, Iowa. According to the museum, he enlisted the day after 9/11 and served as an infantryman with the 3rd Infantry Division during the early years of the Global War on Terror, eventually rising to the rank of sergeant. Told through memory, letters, and reflection, Mirage in the Sand explores what it meant to grow up inside of a war that few understood and many would never see. The book is described as not a tale of distant legends or polished narratives, but of real soldiers navigating heroism, dysfunction, loyalty, loss, and the quiet moments in between. In a press release, museum administrator Jennifer Skolton says author events like this one bring our museum's mission to life, connecting people with the stories and history that shape our region. The event will take place in the 4th floor study hall of the museum on Saturday, September 12th at 2 p.m. The city of Remsen recently unearthed and opened a 50-year-old time capsule that was left in honor of America's 200th anniversary. Remsen City Administrator Rachel Keffler explained to KLEM what the residents of 1976 Remsen left for today's community.
It was full of a variety of different minutes from our various organizations that were active in the time. Our Christian Mothers organization, our Foresters, the different city council meeting minutes, a cookbook from then, yearbooks from the high school that year. We have some essays that I'm not sure how old the kids were that when they did it, but it was, they did like an essay on the oldest person in their family, so kind of their heritage. We had our police logs from 1976 in there. So it's funny to see, you know, the activity that was going on in town that was problematic then versus what's problematic now, kind of things like that. Some patches from the centennial, some police badges, just a variety of different things.
The capsule was buried underneath a flagpole at Remsen's Old City Hall on July 4th of 1976, intended to be opened 50 years later on July 4th of 2026 during the 250th anniversary of the United States. Now, the city is intending to rebury the capsule for the next 50 years. And Keffler says they're open to suggestions as to what will be inside the capsule.
We want to do like a picture of what the community of Remsen is right now for, like, you know, in 50 years so that they can go and look back. So we recently sent an email out to through our chamber asking businesses if they would like to participate. But we want to do like their menu, a weekly ad, so that in 50 years they can look back and be like, oh, you know, a cheeseburger was X amount of dollars, right now it's this much. It's like pictures of the businesses or establishments kind of showing what Remsen looks like in 2026 versus what it's going to look like in 50 years. So they can look back and actually see it that way.
Keffler says the capsule will help create a connection between Remsen residents now and into the future.
I just think that Remsen is a legacy community, you know, where a lot of the residents now are here because their grandparents were here or their great-grandparents, and we still have a lot of those like original families residing. And I think that we're starting to see a lot more of young families that had moved away for their education, and you know, but now they're starting their families and they're coming back here. And there's a reason that they come back here. Their roots are strong, and the sense of community and what the community of Remsen stands for is important to them and their values. So I think it's important to keep passing that on year after year, and then to show our youth or, you know, the people that, you know, come back and to open this in 50 years, like, this is part of your legacy. This is where you came from. This is, you know, kind of the foundation of what your values are built on, and the community that kind of helps shape the person that you are.
The capsule is scheduled to be open again in 2076, 300 years after the founding of the United States, and a century after the capsule itself was initially buried. And that's a look at your local news. I'm Sean Power.